can sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Monday, September 30th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line here in the second half hour of hour number one is Lance Griffin. He is a precinct delegate, a Republican activist. He's been very much involved in Kent County Republican Party politics, as well as at the state level. He's actually an elector for the Republicans for the Presidential Electoral College. Good morning, Lance.
Good morning, Randy.
Hey, I wanted to have you on the show today because over the weekend you had texted me some information about a website, a search engine, if you will. I'd like to start off a little bit. Let's back up the bus and talk about who put this website search engine together regarding contacting folks, finding out whether or not they are going to vote this year. Explain to the folks a little bit about the background of this effort.
Drew Bourne, who ran for the Michigan Republican Party chair a couple years ago and who is a longtime patriot in Republican politics here in Michigan, is the brains behind this incredible Get Out the Vote effort.
And explain to the folks exactly what he came up with, what you guys have been working on. What is it that you guys have put together?
Well, it's absolutely incredible. It's a game changer. And the Democrats are really mad about it. So when they're mad about something we're doing, that means it's working.
And exactly.
I assure you, it really is. What we've done is we've identified 1.7 million Republicans in Michigan who didn't vote in two of the last four elections. And so these are called low propensity voters. And so what we've developed is a database that people can search to find family, friends, fellow church members, voters, hunters who they know who may be on this list. And so we ask people to go to the website and register, which only takes about 30 seconds. Register for the website so you can access the database. And then just start searching the last names of different people that you know. And if they're on the list, they haven't been voting. And so we want you to click on their name and claim them as your own. And we're not asking you to make this your life. We're asking you to find 10 people. Not 100, not 50, just 10, because that's manageable.
The website is www.10xvotes.com. That's the website that people go to. And like you say, Lance, fill out the basic information there. Put you down, Lance, as the person who told them about this website, basically as the referral source. That way they know it was you that helped recruit these people. That's why basically you came on. There's a 1-2 minute video there that explains the entire process. Tell the folks about that video.
Yes, that's right. I'm the state recruiter. for 10xvotes.com, one of them at least. And so it's important that people, that my boss knows I'm out there doing the work that he wants me to do.
Sure.
And so when you sign up for the website, which only, again, only takes 30 seconds, put my name down, Lance. That's all you have to write, L-A-N-C-E, as the person who referred you, and that'll get you into the system. That's very important. And the process itself is pretty simple. You just, again, search for names of people that you know, claim them, and then we will remind you to remind them to vote. You can also search by a street. I really like that kind of search. You just put the street name, for example, that you live on, or any street in Michigan, and we will show you the Republicans on that street who haven't been voting. And this is like canvassing for the 21st century. You can knock on their door, offer them a Trump sign, or just encourage them to vote. These are people that you should know. We'll get the biggest bang for our buck if you contact people that you know. But if people are believing that they're struggling trying to find 10 people, only 10 in our database that they know, then consider the street search, because then these are just people in your neighborhood who haven't been voting. If we can get them out to vote, that'll make a tremendous difference.
Now, again, you guys have obviously analyzed the qualified voter files, the poll books, to determine that, number one, these are conservative Republican, some of them Christian, most of them Christian Republicans, that have not voted, like you say, in two of the last four major elections. This is actually data that you guys have found these people and said, hey, they're not voting. It's important for you to personally reach out to them. If they're in your contact list, or maybe you said, like you say, you do a street search, you know where these people live, you can go over and pay them a visit.
That's right.
What would you recommend? Let's say it's somebody that you know, they're in your phone list, they're in your contact list.
Mm-hmm.
How would you approach that phone call, that conversation, if you were this person doing the search and you found somebody in your phone that hasn't voted in the last two or four? What would you say to that person when you make a phone call to them?
Well, personally, I like to make an offer. I'm involved with the party and I've got some resources, so I can offer them a Trump sign or something, because these people are our people. You know, they think like us and vote like us when they vote. So I like to offer them something that of value, like a Trump sign or a Trump Vance sign or something. But that's not even necessary. We really just want to get them out to vote. So one of the things, what we don't want to do is rub it in their face that they haven't been voting. We don't even need them to know that we know they haven't been voting.
Sure.
We just need to be contacting them more than once, if we can, between now and election day, encouraging them to vote. A lot of these people are on the absentee ballot voter list, and those ballots, most of which have already gone out to people. So it's extremely important that if you have already registered on the website and claimed 10 people or more, that you begin to contact those individuals now. Because time is of the essence. There's a lot of early voting going on right now, and we want to make sure we get out the vote for Republicans.
Absolutely. Well, you put together this text message that you sent to me, and I'm going to be able to forward it to my listeners so they can get this information. Again, the website, 10xvotes.com. You go there, fill in your information, your name, phone number, email address, and basically put in there that Lance referred you. And then, again, like I said, there's an actual video there that shows you how to operate within the site, how to search,
yeah,
how to do different things. This video basically is so simple. You know, for example, last night, Lance, I searched my own street where I live in a cul-de-sac neighborhood.
Good.
And not one name popped up on my street. So I was pretty happy to find that all my neighbors are voting. But across the street from ours, near the golf course, I put in that street, and I found 17 people mm-hmm. on that street. They haven't voted two of the last four elections. And it's like, Well, that's simple. I have their addresses here. All I got to do is take a picture of the list when I claim them, and I can literally go knock on doors and just go over and act like I'm canvassing, basically. That's the way you're saying to approach these people.
That's right. It's canvassing for the 21st century. 63% of Catholics are Republican. 68% of Protestants are Republican. Most people on this list are Republican because most people in our country are Christian. So we definitely want to get the vote out amongst these people because they share our values for the most part and they vote Republican. Mr. Trump allegedly lost Michigan 2 years ago by 150,000 votes. So we're signing up about one person every 6 minutes, just about. That's about 7,000 people a month. So just do the math. If we've got 3 months of this work done and we've got 20,000 people out there like you searching the database and identifying low propensity voters and getting them out to vote, 20,000 people doing that is 200,000 potential votes that we can get out of people who have not been participating regularly and consistently in the elections. This is a game changer. That's why the Democrats are so mad about it. And it's not a huge effort. We're not asking people to spend, 4 hours out door knocking, although they should, maybe. But we're asking people to spend, maybe 20 minutes from home on our website, searching this database and identifying people and then following up with them to get them to vote. This is something that can result in a huge landslide for Mr. Trump and the entire Republican ticket. And people might ask, and we have been asked, what about never Trumpers? Why should I participate? I don't even want to vote for Mr. Trump. Well, guess what? If you're a never Trumper, there's a whole bunch of other Republicans on the ballot. You should still register on 10xvotes.com and get the Republican vote out for the other Republicans that you support. But really, this is something that's going to help the entire ticket from Mr. Trump all the way down to the county commissioners and school board members.
Absolutely. I just got a text message from Phyllis down in the Dexter area. She said that she registered, signed up yesterday on the website, and she asked, is there a way to print the search list? Well, the best way, what I found, if you're doing it on a computer, Phyllis, and you have the list that you claim and they're on your list, people with their names and their addresses, if while you're looking at your screen, if you just hold down the control button and hit P, control P, it'll actually print what's on your screen. And I think that's an easy way to do it, Lance. Mm-hmm. Is there actually a downloadable question, I guess is what she's asking, is there a way to download the search list?
No, it's pretty straightforward, like you described, as far as I know. Just go to we have a file on there, once you've registered, that shows you all of the individuals you have claimed, and you can just print that list.
Absolutely. Hold down the program control button.
We're going to build this out, and in 2 years, we're using this program to recapture the Senate here in Michigan and the executive branch, from the governor and the secretary of state, the attorney general. This isn't a fly-by-night program. This isn't something that's going to go away after November 5th. We're
right.
Continuing to build this out going into the future. This is a game-changing program, and we're finally getting a clue on our conservative Republican side about getting vote.
Hey, Lance, can you stay on through a break? I got a couple more text messages coming in. Can you stay through the break?
Yep.
Okay, very good. Lance Griffin from Kent County Republican Party and also a college elector for the Republicans. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hey, Patriots. Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
On November 5th, vote for the 6 concerned citizens who will lead to improve the Onaway Public School District's board. Think of Black Pepper to remember their last names. Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Again, please vote for Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Leadership for better schools in Onaway. Thank you.
Paid for by the Presque County Republican Committee.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Staying on through the break is Lance Griffin, a elector for the Electoral College for the Republican Party, also very active in the Kent County GOP area of our state. Lance, a couple of text messages came in right before the break I want to hold you over for. Are we able to search, like, for our county, our township, city, or village? How is exactly the search engine set up on the website?
Yes, you can search by county and city or township. It's a search engine, so you just once you've logged in and registered, you'll see that there are various search parameters, whether it be last name or street address, or just street name. You don't need to be that specific, because with search engines, the more specific you are, the more limiting it is in your search engine results. So you can be kind of broad in your search and just put in, for example, Antrim County, and we'll start showing you a list of the Republican low propensity voters in Antrim. You can narrow that down to one of the townships or cities there. But really, search for 10 people that you know. We've got enough people registering that if you all just get 10, we will do very well, and we'll make up for all the cheating that we know the Democrats are going to do. We got a really big boost last week because Tucker Carlson came to Grand Rapids with a crowd of thousands of individuals and promoted 10xvotes.com. And he described it, I believe, as a game changer. And Dan Bongino's been talking about it as well. We're really trying to go where the people are. I went to a For King and Country Christian concert the other day to talk to the multitude of individuals who were there. Mr. Trump has been in Flint, Grand Rapids, Warren, all in the last 10 days. And I've been to those cities, you know, talking to the crowds gathered about this program. And there's been widespread support and enthusiasm about getting out the vote and participating. Many of those folks are just wondering, what can they do to help Mr. Trump win and the other Republicans on the ballot? And this is it. This is something everybody can do. There's no excuse. We're asking you to find 10 people that you know who haven't been voting. We've done the work. We've looked at 200 data points with these people on the list. So we know that, there's a very, very high likelihood that they will vote the way we want them to vote. We've done the research. Our job and your job is now to claim 10 of those individuals as your own and consistently and repeatedly remind them to vote so that we can reduce that number from 1.7 million non-voting, you know, mostly Christian Republicans in Michigan, get that down to a million, and we'll be like Florida with a all Republican government.
Absolutely. And if you do the numbers, it's very simple. 1.7 million people, if you're only claiming or being responsible for talking to 10 people that's in the database, basically, Lance, you recruit 170,000 people to do this. This is completely doable. This is very easily done. 10 people pick up the phone or go knock on their door, go talk to them, or they're stored already in your cell phone. You give them a phone call and just have a conversation with them.
That's right. A non-confrontational conversation. Again, we're not rubbing anything in their face about the fact that they haven't been voting consistently. In fact, you'll find a lot of young voters on the list, and they couldn't vote in the last four elections because they're not old enough to have done so.
Sure.
So it's not a confrontational conversation, but it's a very important conversation. People need to decide, is the little bit of work required to do this program worth it to them?
Absolutely.
Is this effort to try to save their state and save their country worth it? We're not asking for a lot of work here. We're asking you to identify 10 people and get them out to vote, and we believe it's very doable.
Absolutely. Well, I've got the text message. I'm going to talk about it here as we wrap up the segment. And I'll explain to the audience how to get this information. But Lance, thank you very much. Appreciate everything you're doing, everything you guys have put together. And we'll share the information, and I'll send you a link to this podcast after the show later today.
And I'd encourage your viewers to register for at 10xvotes.com and type in Lance as the person who referred them.
Absolutely. All right, so you have a good day. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care.
Again, that's Lance Griffin. He's an elector for the Electoral College on the Republican side for the presidential election. Long time involved in Kent County GOP politics down there in West Michigan. If you'd like this text message, it's very simple. Just text me at 231-360-5140-10X. All I want is a 10 with an X. As soon as you text me 10X, I will copy and paste Lance's text message that he sent to me. It has all the information on it. All you have to do is go to the website. You click on it. You register your name, your information, your email, phone number, and then who referred you. How did you find out about it? Put in the word Lance, L-A-N-C-E. He is one of the state recruiters doing this across the state. And Lance would appreciate if you would tell him that you heard about it through his interview here on the show. We greatly appreciate that. We'll get this information out to you guys. Again, just text me 10X, and I'll text you the exact text message he sent to me over the weekend, and you can register just like I did. That's it for hour number one on this Monday, September 30th. I'm Trucker Randy. Short break, top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Such a simple word, yet schools are far from simple. They are complex systems tasked